I went straight to the rug which lay in the middle of the utility room floor. There, I lay down and ordered Drover to do the same. I wanted little Alfred to know and to see through our very actions that our motives here were as pure as the driveled snow, and that we had every intention of being good dogs in the house. I mean, some of your lower class dogs will take advantage of every situation and every little gesture of kindness. You let them into the house and they go nuts. Not us, fellers. We knew our place. On that rug in the utility room. That's all we needed or wanted. Just a warm, dry place in the same area of the house where the cowboys took off their dirty boots and spurs. That was plenty good for us. Shucks, we didn't need to go even one step farther into Sally Mae's clean house. A ranch dog had no business in the kitchen or the living room anyways. The utility room was just fine, and we laid down on that rug and became models of perfect dog behavior in the house. Alfred looked at us.
Are you gonna sweep out here?
Oh yeah, sure, fine. Perfect place to sleep. We were just glad to have a dry rug and a roof over our heads. He wrinkled his nose.
Phew, you dogs are wet and you stink.
Yes, well, the wet dog smell wasn't one of my favorites either, but sometimes a guy can't help how he smells. We were doing the best we could. I mean, we don't try to stink. We don't wake up in the morning and say, "Gosh, I think I'll stink today." Those things just happen.
Well, nighty-night.
He turned out the light and went back to bed. Ah, yes, this was the life. No dog could have asked for more. Outside in the cruel world, the lightning tore through the dark fabric of night, and the thunder boomed, and the rain made a steady roar on the... It was a thunderstorm, see? Perhaps you had thought it was an invasion of Charlie monsters, and... Okay, there for a few minutes, I thought so too, but the evidence was beginning to point towards a thunderstorm instead of an invasion. At first glance, they are very similar. Every dog gets fooled once in a while, and it's no disgrace, no big deal. I stretched out on the rug and surrendered my grip on the world. At last, no cares or responsibilities. Just a warm, dry pork chop to snorkeling Mark Sniffer, but there was a light shining in my eyes. Drover, turn out the light, will ya?
Rumpel's snuffbox chicken feather.
Drover, I said. I sat up and cracked open one eye and a light? A beam of light cutting through the darkness and stabbing me in the retinas? I was about to deliver a warning bark to the whoever it was when, much to my surprise, I heard a whispering voice, which I recognized as little Alfred's. It appeared that he had crept back out to the utility room and was now wielding a lighted flashlight.
Doggies, I'm scared. Wanna come sweep in my room?
Come into his room? I ran that one through my databanks and received a confirmation of my first reaction. That wasn't a great idea. Why, the very thought of moving deeper into a house which contained a potentially deadly ranch wife... No thanks. We were doing fine in the... What was that in his right hand? Little Alfred's right hand, that is. He appeared to be holding a strip of something white in his right hand, and he seemed to be more or less gesturing with it, pointing it in our direction. I squinted my eyes, lifted my ears to full alert position, and gave my tail several slow whaps on the floor. That light was so poor out there that I could hardly... Bacon? A strip of raw bacon? I sampled the air again to confirm my original reading on the alleged material, and yes, the boy had come armed with a slice of raw bacon. Oh, brother. Have we ever discussed raw bacon? Maybe not. It's not a subject I enjoy discussing. I mean, it's a subject I love to discuss, also to dream about and eat. But any discussion of raw bacon is bound to expose a certain, well, weakness, you might say, in my innermost fundamental... Okay, let's cut to the bottom line. I have a terrible weakness for raw bacon. There it is. I've never been able to say no to a slice of raw bacon. Holy smokes, just saying it makes my mouth water. Little Alfred was well aware of my weakness for bacon, and he had come to tempt me. I had to resist. Hey, I had figured out his little game. I knew what he was trying to pull, lure us into his bedroom, and I had to be strong. I turned my nose towards the north wall, hoping that might... But the fragrant little bacon waves followed my nose and filled them with... My ears began to jump around. My eyelids quivered. The last 3 inches of my tail began to squirm around like a... I don't know, like something that didn't belong to the rest of my body. My mouth was watering so hard that I found it necessary to lick my chops. And that was a bad sign. I mean, when a guy goes to licking his chops, it usually means, no, stop that. Tail, lie still. Mouth, go dry. Ears, be still. Nose, sniff no more. I tried counting sheep. I pretended that I was locked in a sealed bubble, a soap bubble, into which no smell could penetrate. No luck. I tried to concentrate on the most unpleasant subject I could imagine. Pete the barn cat. I saw his grinning face and heard his sniveling, whining voice. Pete would want me to surrender to the bacon urge, to be lured into the depths of the house and to be caught in the act by Sally Mae. It seemed to be working, the Pete deal. I disliked him so much that the mere thought of him made the mere thought of raw bacon totally... Boy, that stuff smelled delicious. I couldn't turn off my nose. What's a guy to do? I mean, you've got this very sensitive, high-tech sensory device sitting out there on the end of your snoot, and it can pick up the scent of a fly 300 yards away in the midst of a hurricane. And most of the time that's good, but sometimes it works against you when... The smell of that bacon was about to drive me bazooka. I was trembling. The waterworks in my mouth was pumping away. I mean, we're talking about an artesian well flowing 100 gallons a minute. And when a guy has a river running through his mouth, he's got to lick his chops. Drover, wake up. This is an emergency. Much to my surprise, he sat straight up. Thanks, pal. I really hate to bother you, but I need your help, perhaps more than at any other time in my entire career.
I smell bacon.
Yes, and I don't have time to go into all the details, but we must stiffen our resolve and deny ourselves the momentary pleasure of
raw bacon.
Exactly. And as I was saying, this is going to be one of those deals where we have to operate on total blind trust.
I see.
So, I guess it all comes down to this, Drover. Do you trust me totally, or would you rather be struck blind for the rest of your life?
Oh my gosh!
I must confide in you, my friend. The smell of that bacon is pulling me, luring me, tugging me into Sally Mae's house of horrors, from which no dog has ever returned alive.
Oh my gosh!
And I'm depending on you to be strong, Drover. After years and years of being a dingbat, you must rise to the occasion and help me resist the lure of that bacon smell.
Oh my gosh!
We're depending on you, son. The entire massed forces of the security division. If you weaken and crumble now, we'll all be thrashed by Sally Mae's broom, swept away like... I love bacon, Drover. Stop me. Do something. Hurry!
Okay, Hank. I think I can handle it.
I knew you could, Drover. Honest, I did. I always knew that somewhere in the garbage heap of your mind, there was a tiny bean sprout of courage just waiting to grow into a mighty oak tree.
I can do it, Hank. You can depend on me.
It was... to say the least, a touching moment. I mean, there we were, the elite of the security division, the cream of the tuna on toast, the smartest, the strongest, the best in our profession. We were fighting for our dignity, our honor, our very survival, and why was Drover, the moron, the dunce, the backstabbing, two-timing, cheating, bushwhacking, counterfeit little... Do you know what he did? He marched over to little Alfred and ate my bacon. Okay, so be it. This was war. Nobody eats my bacon and lives to eat the second piece. Drover lived, but he didn't eat the second piece. Or did he? You'll see. I love bacon.